The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Talk of the Town on WWER, where we talk about what's going on in Colonial Beach. Sometimes, we just stumble on something new. The studios of 88.1 FM are located on Hawthorne Street, and in walking to our studios one day, I discovered that we have a new neighbor. I walked into Hawthorne Mercantile as they were setting up shelves and laying out merchandise preparing for their opening on Saturday, May 1st. After a few introductions, we arranged an interview. This episode of Talk of the Town was recorded outside the new Mercantile Exchange at 116 Hawthorne on a rather breezy day. Please excuse the wind noise. Welcome to WWER. My name is Ted Tate, and I'm sitting here with Susan Driscoll and Lee Blunt. Welcome to 88.1 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are our new neighbors. The radio station is located on Hawthorne Street at the Chamber of Commerce, and I noticed you guys getting ready to open a store at 116 Hawthorne Street, and you're going to call it, Hawthorne Mercantile?
That's right.
So, Susan, where did that name come from?
Well, the building is on Hawthorne Street, and I was curious about what the origin of Hawthorne, the name. I mean, I know that can be a last name for someone, but it's also a tree. And that sparked my curiosity. And I found out that the Hawthorne tree is, you know, an ancient tree. I know it's funny because many trees are ancient trees, but this tree is very interesting. I didn't really prepare completely for this explanation because I'm still
Learning yourself.
Still learning about the tree. The Hawthorne tree has berries that produce some antioxidants. They're supposed to be very healing, especially people with heart conditions. So I actually ordered some Hawthorne berries just to kind of experiment. I went online and YouTube has some videos. You can make Hawthorne ketchup and Hawthorne jam.
Oh,
you can make tea out of the leaves. And so I thought, that's it. I'm on Hawthorne Street, and I like the idea of the tree that has some healing properties. And there's also folklore about Hawthorne trees that you will often see in a farmer's field, and they won't cut down the Hawthorne tree because that's where the fairies live. And if you cut down the Hawthorne trees, the fairies will come and seek revenge. So that to me was interesting.
Wow, and it sort of fits in line with the kind of merchandise and whatnot you guys looks like you're gonna have in your store. I'll come back to all that in a minute.
Okay.
Let's backtrack a little bit and get to know a little bit about you and Lee. Now, you guys aren't from here, but you've moved here now. Have you moved here permanently?
Well, we are not permanent residents.
So where are you from?
Okay.
Let's start
there. From Alexandria, just up the river a ways. I grew up in Mount Vernon, just a few blocks from the river, from this river, the Potomac River. That was, a place for us as children. It was our playground. You know, we'd walk along the river and just it was a place to explore and use our imagination and discover. And
you and Lee are you married, or are you siblings, or?
Yep. No. No. We've been married for about 23 years now.
And you both from the Alexandria area.
I'm originally from Florida, but moved to Alexandria when I was 10, so I'm an Alexandrian.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Grew up not far from where she did, but we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
So later on.
And so how did you find Colonial?
70s, my parents bought a second home in the Northern Neck, down in Whitestone, outside of Kilmarnock.
Yep, I know it.
And so sometimes we would take this route. You know, we could go 17 or Route 3, and sometimes we'd come through Colonial Beach, either on the return trip home to Alexandria or on the way down. And so I was aware of Colonial Beach, but honestly, the few times that I came through here, I'm like, well, this is beautiful. You know, the waterfront, the beach, but there's nothing going on here. So it was never like on my radar as, oh, this is a great place to go and spend time. Well, now, you know.
Just stop for lunch at the McDonald's and keep on going.
Right, because I didn't see much going on, but really loved, you know, the waterfront and the quietness. And, of course, here now, 30, 40 years later, it's, I like that there's not a whole lot going on here. It's a little bit of a, you know, a respite from the madness up in the DC metro area, where there's airplanes and helicopters and just the noise and chaos of, you know, a metro area.
So how did you get from kind of just driving through every once in a while to deciding to buy a house here?
Well, we looked in the Northern Neck. We'd been looking for a year or so, and the real estate agent that was showing us properties showed us a home here in Colonial Beach, and we walked through this house. We were in it for less than 10 minutes and said, this is it. This is the one. And so we made an offer. We bought a house, and we love it, and we just bought it in the fall. And Fall of this past year. So, and then, you know, we fell in love with it. We were walking from our house down to the pier and the beach, and we walked by the window of this store a few times and looked at the merchandise in there, and I saw a life ring, a, you know, circular life ring that said Colonial Beach on it. And I said to my sisters, oh, that would be really fun to hang that on the shed of our building. And there was a phone number in the window. It says, if you're interested in anything, call me. So I called and met the owner over here, because she wasn't actually operating as a store. It was more of, you know, she had things on display she was selling, but it was like by appointment, I guess you could say. And anyway, I called her, met her here, bought the life ring, and she said the store is for lease. As a matter of fact, the whole building is for sale. And, you know, curiosity got the best for me, and she gave me the fact sheet on the building, and it's comprised of 4 apartments and 5 storage units and the 2 retail storefronts. And so my husband and I did the math, and we thought, you know, this could be a good investment. And so we did it. And he, my husband, Lee here, said, Susan, we should take that empty storefront and open a store. And
so this was your idea.
It was his idea. The store was my idea.
Because we have a store in Alexandria, and we've been in business up there for 21 years.
Ah, so you do have some experience in this.
Yes.
You're not completely going in blind.
Right. And I thought, well, we know how to run a store, and the things that we would, I mean, my wife, I laugh about this because I tease her about it, and I even spoke to our real estate agent, and I was teasing about it. She has a great eye for things, and the things that she picks, it's like, that's how we opened our antique store in Alexandria. She's just very eclectic in the things that she would get. I love to use that word, eclectic.
Eclectic.
But anyhow,
that's how I describe the radio station to people. It's eclectic.
Well, it's a great word. But so anyhow, we would go to local like flea markets and buy furniture and bring it back to the store, and we always did very well with that.
Okay.
We had one piece we brought into the store on a Sunday about midday, and by mid-afternoon it had already sold.
Wow.
And then I hated that we sold that piece. Remember that? It's like a weird wood, like a tiger wood or something. Anyhow, but long story.
So you liked it, and so did somebody else.
Right. Yeah.
I said to Susan, I said, why would we rent that out? We know we can do a business down here.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I've never seen my wife so happy as the shopping she's been doing for all of the things that we're carrying in the store. Because she is just shopped. I mean, we're going to have a wide variety of things.
I'm so grateful to my sisters and my brothers-in-law. We couldn't do it without them. Yeah, it is definitely a family affair. And like I said, we sold our childhood home and we bought this big house down here. And it's really been a way to keep our family connected. We thought we were going to come down here and, you know, unwind and relax. You know, we're not young. We're not young. We're old. We're at an age where we should probably be thinking about slowing down.
Right.
But now we've gotten ourselves into this and,
I guess some people don't know how to slow down.
I think that's it. And that's what the cities do to you. You know, it's a rat race up there. You know, because you commute up there a couple days a week.
Yep.
Anyway, it'll eventually slow down.
Do you still have your store in Alexandria?
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Oh,
we do. And I've got great people running that store. It's called Evolution Home. And it's a big, big store with about 25 independent antique dealers. And we have a big consignment operation. You know, Northern Virginia, D.C. market is very transient.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get in some amazing pieces of furniture from people downsizing, just moving, changing out their decor.
Right.
And we get things from, all over the world.
And now, so that's more of a furniture store. This is not going to be a furniture store. This is housewares and knickknacks and body products, it looks like.
Right, and some food products, specialty food products. We've got some grilling seasonings and some sauces and local honey and pickles. We got pickles. We have pickles. This is funny. Okay, my sisters were laughing because I said, oh my gosh, today I'm getting a shipment of pickles, pillows, and paint. So it was just silly. So my sister, she was doing the temporary window lettering, and she put pickles, pillows, and paint on the, list of things we're offering. So we are carrying a line of chalk paint for those DIYers out there. Dixie Belle paint, it's a wonderful product. They've got a wonderful program and great, great paint. And what else are we selling? Candles, soaps, balms, essential oils, a little bit of jewelry. I went broad.
Just the kind of shop that people who are coming to the beach to relax or whatever might just come and browse and not know what they're going to find. Because it's hard to categorize you, isn't it?
And, it is.
And I guess that's why you're calling yourself a mercantile, because that's a little of everything, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And we, like I said, I didn't go too deep in stock, but I went wide. And I hope that, those who visit the shop will know what they like and what they want. We're really testing the market because we don't know this market.
Yeah.
I just know what I like. So I'm just buying things I like.
Well, and we're at the cusp of something with all the development that's going to be happening that this market's going to change, I think, too.
Yeah.
So you may find that what works now will be different in 5 years,
mm-hmm.
When a lot of the construction is done and we have a new hotel and all of those other exciting things that are coming our way. I want to come back to boho. What is boho?
Well, it's short for bohemian. It's kind of a throwback to the hippie era, the beatnik era, or vintage, if you will. So we've got some great looking hand macrame type tote bags, and there's a little boho flair in design. Maybe it's mid-century, could fall into that category of furnishings and decor. So that's my explanation for now.
Okay, so you've kind of gone both feet into Colonial Beach, having bought a house here just 2 years ago?
Not even.
Two houses.
Yeah, we bought a house in the fall of, it's been, what, six, what? 8 months?
Goodness.
Yeah, we bought in September. And my sisters and I, and we decided that the previous owners of the house were doing Airbnb and renting it out, and we thought, well, this is a it's a way for us to come down here and enjoy weekends, and spend time in the quiet and, you know, pleasantness of Colonial Beach, but also rent it out. So my two sisters and I, we call ourselves the Three Birds, and it's Three Birds Cottage that we rent out on Airbnb. And oh my goodness, we were getting bookings like crazy. I think the whole Airbnb market is exploding down here in Colonial Beach.
I wish I had one.
Well, it could pay for itself, honestly. Yeah. So we started getting all these bookings at Three Birds Cottage, and it's a big house. It sleeps like 12 people, so it's a wonderful house for, you know, big family gatherings, reunions, or whatever.
And so we Flock of Birds Cottage.
A Flock of Birds Cottage, yes. So we've enjoyed it, and like I said, we sold our childhood home where, you know, everyone gathered for holidays
That's
and special occasions. That's the one in Mount Vernon.
Oh, okay.
So we just sold that. Our parents have passed away, and we sold our home of 53 years, and decided to take the money that we inherited and buy real estate. So we bought this house down here, and it all just worked out fine. And with all the bookings we're getting, we realized, well, if we're renting this house out so much, maybe we need another house. Maybe we rent this house out and we find
another house somewhere else.
So that's it. We've got two cottages down here that we rent out, and I think we're going to end up residing in one of the apartments here because that cottage is renting out. Anyway,
oh, really? Okay.
It's crazy.
And this commercial building that you bought has several apartments to it as well.
It does.
Yeah, you could really live at your business, which it might be a good thing or a bad thing.
I know. Living over top of the shop, it's kind of old school way of mercantile. In fact, this building is historic. It doesn't look like it from the outside because it's gone through many renovations over time, but we've got these old photos, and the original store, you know, ran the depth of the building, the first floor, and the owners lived upstairs. So it's
classic.
Interesting that we're kind of returning it to that.
Are you planning on returning it to maybe an older look from what you've seen in these photographs?
Well, we definitely would like to do some cosmetic improvements as well as some needed repairs. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got some gutter repairs that are needed and some fascia soffit. I don't know. Lee, you can speak to that. He's our property manager.
So you're the handyman.
Yeah, I'm the handyman.
But what's your vision?
Well, actually, in the store, we took down the wall that was there because we noticed behind it that there was some original beadboard from the original store. So we took the pegboard down and found that beadboard, and we're leaving that. So that's the original wall from the original store.
Okay.
And we're going to showcase that. And so some of the things that I'm building will have a bit of a rustic look to go along with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really a surprise to find that behind this pegboard. The pegboard was kind of warped, and it was... Mm-hmm. You know, we're not a real big fan of pegboard for display. I mean, anyway, so we decided we were going to...
Rip it all out.
And as we kept pulling it out, I was like, we don't know what can of worms we're going to get into.
Instead, you found buried treasure.
We did. So that was very exciting for us to find that. And we're, you know, being in the antiques business for 20-some years, you know, it's all about preserving the past, and so a little historic preservation here, and you know, that's just a good thing, and we think it adds to the charm of the store.
Yeah, and we just love Colonial Beach. I don't know that we'll be moving here permanently for a while yet, because we have a business and a house in Alexandria, but my background is I'm a retired firefighter paramedic, and back in the day,
I used to work at different fire stations, and the volunteers would come and bring their fire trucks to the Colonial Beach parade.
Oh, yes.
And so that was a big thing, and I'm sure it still is.
It is.
And, you know, I never came back then because I was always back at the station working, but I knew about Colonial Beach, and the first time I came down here, I fell in love with it. I'm a fisherman. I bass fish, and so I love being on the water, and it's just like this morning I woke up and the sun was glistening across the river out towards the bay, and it was just so beautiful and so peaceful. I wake up in the morning. I normally sleep late because of the fire department, but since we've been coming down here, I get up 5 o'clock in the morning because I like to go see the sunrise, and it's just so beautiful here. So
how many days a week are you spending here right now?
Right now we're here for 2 weeks until we get open, but I don't know how many. You know, I'm sure. We don't really know.
You haven't figured that out yet.
No, because it's going to depend on the help we get to run the store for a while. It may be one of us.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, because you know it is our store, and so we got to make sure we get it going good. Anyhow, we like Colonial Beach. I like the quaintness of it, the quietness of it, and the people here are just so nice. I can't get anything done because I'm always talking to people because, you know, people come by and they want to talk, and I'm like, I like to talk, so anyhow.
That's going to be an ongoing problem, I can assure you.
Oh, I know. Everybody I've met is very, they're very nice. And the restaurants here, you know, this place is great. I love to eat. I love to party, and so... Matter of fact, I'm singing karaoke tonight.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, that's great. It's lovely to meet you and to see your store and how it's shaping up. And I look forward to checking it out when you've opened. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you were hoping to cover or mention?
Do we want to cover the opening or no?
Well, sure.
Okay. So we're going to have a soft opening on May 1st,
mm-hmm.
We're actually having entertainment. A good friend of ours is in a band, and she's going to bring her lead guitarist down, and they're going to perform in the store, or maybe outside, we don't know yet. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do a soft opening. Depending on how much I get done in the next week, it may be very soft. We've been ready to open yet, but we'd love to meet people from the town.
Wonderful. So. Wonderful. Great. Well, Susan and Lee, thank you very much for spending a little time with me outside your shop to get to know you.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks. We're excited to be here.